Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Bona fide talk. Bona fide talk, yeah.
God, Church. I am your host, Evangelist Falana, a.k.a. Bonafide Talk, and you are listening to the Christian radio broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. We are delighted that you have joined us today and equally delighted about our two featured guests this evening. Amen. But before we get started, let's open up tonight's radio broadcast with a prayer, okay? So if you would, let's clear all hearts and all minds, okay? Dear God, we just want to say thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for all blessings you have bestowed upon us. I ask that you give me and our two featured guests the appropriate words to say so that we are able to minister to the needs of your people. I ask that you seal us from the tactics of the enemies to steal, kill, and destroy, up to and including trying to block this radio broadcast and the message coming from tonight's radio broadcast. It's all about you, dear God. Dear God, we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Family, we're going to go into a quick commercial break. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go into a quick commercial break. Here is a message from our sponsor, Pastor Frank Henderson of Excel Fellowship.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk. Yes.
Yay.
Welcome back. Welcome home. You are listening to the live broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. It is now time to present our featured guest. A resident of Wilmington, North Carolina, executive producer Dale Barron is an actor and producer known for his role in Iron Man 3 back in 2013, and he is the executive producer of the hottest Christian movie out, Adrenaline. Co-producer Robert Wagner, former police officer for the Raleigh, North Carolina Police Department, the co-producer for this Christian movie and masterpiece, Adrenaline. And they are here with us today, Bonafide Talk family. Let us give it up for Dale Barron and Robert Wagner. Yes. Welcome, welcome. Brother Dale, let's start with you. How are you today, sir?
Absolutely beautiful. You know, we had talked a little bit earlier today. It's just absolutely a beautiful day here in Wilmington, North Carolina. I got a chance to get out and spend some time with my wife and my kids and just enjoy the beautiful weather we're having here and enjoying the day the Lord has made. And so I'm just doing fantastic today and just want to just reach out there to tell you thank you very much for having us on the air tonight. And thank it's just such an honor to be here.
Oh, thank you. Praise God, Brother Dale. Brother Robert, same question. How are you today?
Oh, I'm extremely blessed. Same thing. I was able to enjoy this beautiful weather and spend time with the family. Got to celebrate another birthday with my dad. Today's his birthday. So we got to spend some time with him and my mom and my brother. And the whole family got together today. So it was a huge blessing. So happy birthday, Dad, if you're listening.
Happy birthday, Dad! Yay!
Yay, happy birthday.
Absolutely. Awesome. That is just wonderful. How young is he today, Brother Robert?
You know, I know he was born in 58, so I
okay.
guess you could do the math.
There we go.
57.
Yes, up
okay,
in the 57. There you go.
There you go. Somebody's good at math. It's not me.
Yeah, part of being the executive producer, you have to be good at math.
Yes, you do. Speaking of, let's start with you, Brother Dale. What inspired the movie Adrenaline?
Absolutely. You know, I met a group of guys through our church. I go to church here in Wilmington at Scottsdale Baptist Church. And, you know, I met a group of guys, and it was inspired by a team of guys who wanted to be able to make a movie that was going to reach out to men in general, but yet also something that the women could watch, the whole family could watch together. And so we chose the drag racing and the racing element, and it's come in from Joseph Simpkins, who was the original guy that started all this, and he was the thought or the idea behind the movie.
Okay, all right. Well, Robert, how did you and Brother Dale connect?
Actually, believe it or not, I was working on a short film project, and him and I both had started a Kickstarter campaign, and we both got connected through that because they were looking to try to finish their project at the same time I was trying to start mine. And we both connected via, believe it or not, Facebook. And I said, you know, Dell said, well, if there's any way I can help you, and I said, well, likewise. And I jumped on board and helped him out with Adrenaline, and he's actually working with me to work on our next project as well. So,
awesome. That is wonderful. Talk about networking and linking with like minds. Gentlemen, for those that have a dream, for those who want to become movie writers and have their dream come to life, Brother Dale, what are some of the fundamentals that are required to build a movie production?
You know, start with prayer. I mean, that is the absolute, the groundwork that you have to do. And then let the Lord open some doors to bring the right people in place, bring the right team together, bring the right project to the surface. A lot of times you'll be presented with a couple different projects, and typically if you really spend a lot of time in prayer and really seek the guidance of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, the right project will come to light. And then after that, you know, putting together the right team of like-minded individuals that have the same goals, the same morals, the same standards, and the same idea. So that's where I would say to start, definitely, is in prayer and pray for the right team.
Great nuggets. Awesome nuggets. Gentlemen, I'm sure that, like myself, many of us are curious as to how the cast selection process works. Brother Robert, will you please describe that process for us?
Now, with Adrenaline, I was not involved in the casting side of it, but I know from other projects and things that I've worked with, a lot of times, you know, especially in the faith-based industry, sometimes you'll find posts on social media or other websites that are out there. But you also have great agents that you can normally go through. People who want to really get into the filming industry, the number one thing I always tell them that they need to do is make sure you go and get yourself a good headshot. And a headshot's not this glamour shot that you would go to, you know, a high studio to have done, but you need a headshot that is pretty much, you know, your head that is a natural look of who you are. You don't have to worry about not having a resume, whether you did theater or not. You know, don't let that stop you. And then seek out agents. Agents are some of the first people who get auditions, especially with your larger projects. Agents seem to get a lot of the work because whenever you're dealing in the casting process, you get flooded mm-hmm. with individuals who want to be actors or actresses or want to get involved in it. And sometimes when you're dealing with projects, you know, you're really looking for professionals who have worked on sets before or understand the industry a little bit. So sometimes there's a lot of production companies out there who strictly go with just agencies because they know that the people that are coming from there have some sort of knowledge of the way film sets work, have some sort of professional standards and things like that that they look for. So to help, you know, so, and like I said, some people do what's called open casting calls. and that's normally open to the general public. And number one thing, make sure you got a good headshot. Even if you don't have much of a resume, you know, having a good headshot is always, always important.
Great. Gentlemen, you have some amazing actors playing in this film. John Schneider, of course, from The Deuce of Hazard. Charlene Amoy, who is also known as Winnie the Waitress from How I Met Your Mother. Gregor Allen Williams, who played the character Garner Ellaby in Baywatch. And Robert Wassinger. Dale, what has it been like working with each of these artists?
You know, it's been absolutely fantastic because I think that each one of them brought to the project their own personalities. And when we were looking for these roles and these characters, I can honestly say these were some of our top candidates, and we're very fortunate to have some of our top picks. John Schneider is just a wonderful individual. He's a great guy. He's fun to have on set. He's absolutely a delight to be around. And he was just like a kid in a candy shop because he loves being around cars and racing. So when he was out there, he was just having as much fun as he was working. And so he was in his element. So John Schneider was absolutely fantastic. Charlene Amoya, she had heard about Wilmington for a while. She had an agent here in Wilmington, but this was the first project that she was able to come out here and work on in Wilmington. So coming out here, being at the beach, being in Wilmington, she had her old college roommate that lived here in North Carolina. So she felt at ease and at home. So she was absolutely fantastic to work with. And then Greg Allen Williams, there's just not enough I could say about him because he is just such a true professional. He has been doing this for a very, very long time. And for all of those who have not seen the movie, he just brings something to the movie that is absolutely fantastic. Just a great individual. His heart is in the right spot and just a true professional in every sense of the word. So it was fantastic working with all three of them.
Awesome. Same question, Robert. What has it been like working with each of the artists for you?
I didn't have the luck to work with all of them. I came into the project really late, but I got to work with John Schneider a lot. And I'll tell you, as an individual, he's probably one of the most humble people I know. You know, he's just very personable. He is very loving. He really enjoyed the racetracks that we were at. He's just an overall such a great guy. He was willing, just people would come up and want an autograph, or, you know, people would want to do an interview for this magazine or that with him or take pictures. And he wasn't like some of the other people that I've dealt with and on other projects where, you know, they just kind of want to hide to themselves and just want to isolate themselves from everyone around them. He was extremely open to everyone that he met. Any person that came up, he was, you know, more than willing to take pictures or take interviews or anything else like that. He was such a very nice guy to be around. Just extremely nice.
Wow, he sounds nice. You know, gentlemen, it never, ever ceases to amaze me how God gives us various talents, you know. And if we're obedient and while we wait, he molds those talents into things like this obvious godly orchestrated movie, Adrenaline. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take just a moment, please, to give God some praise this evening. Oh, my gosh.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a couple of calls right now. Caller with the number ending in 4298. You are now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I just was listening because I know we're watching movies and things. We as believers in Christ have to be careful, but I think that more believers need to be in the industry to make more movies, to make more things for Christians to be entertained, because a lot of these movies, I know the person you're interviewing knows, is connected to Satan and gives allegiance to him. And I just think it's awesome that we have people that want to focus on things that are positive and other things of God, whereas other things glorify Satan. You know, in other ways, a lot of times we don't know it because people are ignorant to the devices of Satan. But I think that it's truly awesome what these these men are doing. More, I don't know if it's more than one or not. I came on kind of like later. So, mm-hmm. you know, keep doing what you're doing. Amen.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. We have another caller. Caller with the number in is 6195. You're now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
Hi, Evangelist. This is Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Just joining your show. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm traveling. And so if y'all hear my GPS system just lift, I just had to call in on this show. As you know, Evangeline, I'm a writer and author, and one of my biggest things is that I want to turn my first book into a movie. So I want to ask the gentleman, and I hear you say you're out in Wilmington, with someone who wants, you know, I would love to produce my own movie, but being a novelist and you, when you do things, you want things done right. Do the gentleman on the line feel it's important? Or what can you advise me in terms of how to get started? Because this is new for me, and I agree with what Prophetess Karen just stated, that we do need to get more believers in the industry, and that's been my goal now for the last 15 years when I began writing. So what would you advise?
Well, if you were going to ask me what would I advise, you know, the number one thing is never lose creative control. Be
okay.
extremely wise. You know, we were very blessed. There's an entertainment attorney that we've both been working with out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, named Bryce D. Nyer. And the number one thing is not losing that creative control. I'll tell you, one of the hardest things is going to be is trying to find the money to do it. That's going to be one of the hardest parts, is trying to find the finances to actually film the project. But I would, number one, if you get someone who's willing to put up the money to do it, do not allow them to take full creative control of your project, because then they
okay.
can turn around and twist it and turn it into something that's not what it was intended for. It could turn it into a project that was originally a faith-based, God-driven project and turned into something totally different. And they could just take that project right out from underneath you and deliver a message that was not intended to be delivered.
Right.
So you have to be very cautious when you're dealing with, especially if you're dealing with non-believers,
right.
you know, in the industry.
Yeah, and one of the things that I made just to mention here, there are a lot of faith-based or Christian festivals that do allow you to submit screenplays to the festivals, and it's always good to meet people. And when you go to these festivals, you meet everyone from directors to producers to writers to filmmakers to musicians, and everyone comes together with their own talents, and they try to team up to try to make something. And I've found many times, a lot of times, when you have a screenplay that you want people to notice, the festivals a lot of times are a great place to get out there and get talking to the right people. You know, you've got to get out there and you've got to talk to like-minded people, and I believe Christian mm-hmm. Film Festival is a great place to do that. And it's a place where we met a lot of people, and I've made a lot of friends and connected with a lot of people that way.
Okay, one other question. I thank you for that valuable information that you passed along. I actually just auditioned for The Biggest Loser. I'm praying I'm winning. I told somebody when I win, I'm going to take the $250,000 and get my movie done. But, you know, with the festivals, if you haven't really got anything recorded or out there yet, in terms of networking, would you still advise, even if you don't have anything in, other than my book, of course, would you advise that you still go to just network and meet people, or wait till you actually have a product in your hand to show?
Well, I think if you've already got a completed either script or something, it never hurts to go ahead and start grabbing as much. Networking is something that you'll do your whole life.
Right.
And, it never hurts to start now, even if you just have the concept idea, you know, to start saying, hey, look, this is what I'm doing. Get some ideas, because people who are in this industry, especially as I've found in the faith-based industry, they're more than willing to share what they've learned or what they know.
Okay.
The number one thing that you normally see that ends up failing with a lot of productions out there is people don't take advice from others, and they have this idea and they just kind of run with that. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting back on a project and you're not making any money on it. And you're sitting back saying, okay, now what? You know, because you didn't take the time to understand the market, understand the marketing value, what it takes to create market value for a product. You do have people out there that will be like, hey, we can shoot this on a next to no budget, you know, but is it marketable? And so if you understand the industry and you understand the people that are in the industry and you have that network with whether it's distributors or other producers or directors or things like that, they can help you guide you, you know, because a lot of people are willing to talk, help guide you with what you need to do to make a product that is marketable enough that you can actually see a return profit or at least get investment back to actually get it out there and you're not stuck with a video that you just show your friends at your house.
Right.
And they will open up. You know, at these conferences, a lot of people will sit down, and you can be sitting there across the table from someone at lunch that you never thought you would have ever been able to meet, and yet you've got them captured and their full attention for 45 minutes to an hour. And, you know, it's amazing the people that you can come in contact with and be able to talk to and then become good friends, and then they're going to open up and share their information with you. It's just like Robert said, you know, it's all about networking and getting the knowledge from the people who've been down the road and know where you're at and what you need to do to take it to the next level.
Okay, thank you for that information. I just wish God's best for both of you.
Thank you. And same to you. You know, God bless you and your project and the work that you're doing.
Yes.
And may he be with you and continue to show his favor in the work that you're doing for his kingdom.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Just awesome nuggets. Platinum advice from some of Hollywood's best on how to start a movie. Brother Del Barron and Brother Robert Wagner. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a quick commercial break. While I'm away, go ahead and get your Bibles and something to write with. You know how we do. We are biblical and bona fide. So go ahead and get those things together while we are away. Here is now Save Me by Thurman B. Thornton. Absolutely. Beautiful work. Just for FYI, guys, that was a song, Save Me, by Thurman B. Thornton. And Brother Dale and Brother Robert, there's a particular reason why I played this song. I had the pleasure of interviewing this young man, and not quite like your character in your movie, but he had given up hope too, but he went a very drastic route. He actually attempted suicide. So, and he's come such a long way in the industry, and I just want to give him just a round of applause for surviving at this point. My God. Amen, amen. Welcome back, guys, to Bonafide Talk. You are listening to the live broadcast Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. We have with us today the geniuses behind the Christian movie Adrenaline, executive producer Dale Barron and co-producer Robert Wagner. For those of you that are listening online, thank you so much for tuning in to Bonafide Talk today. For those of you that are listening via the telephone, I thank you as well. For those of you that have called in and have a question or a comment or would like to participate in the discussion, press 1 now. For those of you that are in the chat room, feel free to post your questions and comments. You will be acknowledged. Okay, gentlemen, let's move on. Bonafide Talk family. So, gentlemen, I love the hook you put on the trailer for Adrenaline. It's not what you drive, it's what drives you. The description, guys, of this movie, a drag racer's life is turned upside down after a near-fatal car crash, leaving him semi-paraplegic, forced to face his new circumstances. He struggles to walk, to trust, to love, and ultimately race again. Now, gentlemen, when I viewed the trailer for the movie Adrenaline, I asked myself two questions. Number one, how many people attempt to use their own drive and their own free will to try to overcome hurt from not being able to understand how God operates? And number two, how many people are just naturally so-called driven with little to no regards to the fact that we are only able to accomplish through Christ who strengthens us? Brother Dale, what do you tell someone who feels they have literally been through hell in life regarding God?
They'll come up empty every time. You know, there's a true yearning inside of each and every one of us for that love of God. And the movie is geared around, or part of that is that anytime you're out seeking anything except God, it will never satisfy you. You'll always seek that, and if not that, you'll choose something else, that you'll always come up empty. The one and only thing that will ever satisfy you is the love of God. And until you find that, you can continue to search day and night, use whatever you want. It'll just change from one to the next. It may be money. It may be cars. It may be houses. It may be prestige. It may be the adrenaline rush. But whatever it is, whenever you seek that, it will be short-term, it will not be long-lived, and it's a substitute for the real drive that we have in us, and that's to find that love of God and fill our hearts, our souls, and our whole being with that love.
Amen. Brother Robert, same question. What do you tell someone who feels they have literally been through hell in life regarding God?
Well, I like to go back to Romans 5. Where Apostle Amen. Paul was talking, and he talks about how he rejoices in the suffering. And so when you feel like the world is coming down on you, and you feel like, no matter what it is in, you know, in your life, but you feel like you're suffering, Apostle Paul talks about how suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. So when you feel like you're just weak, and you feel like you can't move forward anymore in life, that's the time that you need to be rejoicing the most and continue to keep your eyes on Christ. It's like lifting weights. I don't know if you've ever worked out, but when you're lifting weights, you try to gain muscle. You can sit there and lift a 2-pound weight all day long, but you're not going to gain any muscle. It's not until you have so much weight on you that you expose your weakness that you have to call on your spotter, which is Jesus Christ, to help you lift that weight. And you continue to push through it and not just give up, because when you give up, you're not gaining muscle. But when your weakness is exposed and you call on your spotter to help you lift it, at that point in your life, you're becoming a stronger individual for Christ. And the more that God can put on you, the more further you can go in life, the more things you can accomplish. So if you're not allowing, if you just allow the suffering to come and just throw up your hands and say, I give up, you're not being strengthened. And God wants to strengthen you, because through that strength, God can cause you to advance further in your life.
Amen. Gentlemen, I am totally in agreement with you both. You know, I'm reminded of Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens, and that also includes suffering. I'm also reminded of 2 Corinthians, you know, when Paul was describing a level of suffering that he was enduring. Now, I'm kind of pulling right now, ladies and gentlemen, from the NIV version of the Bible. Therefore, in order to keep me from being conceited, which happens sometimes, which is why he does some of the things that he does sometimes, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my belief that a thorn isn't necessarily something physical all the time. It could be something mental also. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient to you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. This is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Let's give it up for God. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, all that to say, truly God is glorified in our weakness. And guess what? As a result of what you went through, you had the grand opportunity to see God operate on a level that you would not have seen had you not gone through the painful process. Glory be to God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into another quick commercial break, okay? Here is Jamie Elizabeth Hodges with Stand Strong.
You a boxer in the ring of life. Black, shoulders on the ground. Referee shouting loud. 5, 4, 3, count down. Snap from the memory. Look up at your life. I'm coming back, and it's gonna be a good night. You've got to muster the energy to stand upright. Stand strong. This fight is tight. You better get it right. Stand strong. Success is in sight. Open your mind tonight. You can do more than you can even imagine with all the power that's living within you. Get a hold of yourself. Forget the past. Stand up and say, stand strong. Steady yourself. Stand strong. Stand strong. Set to your positive mindset and stand strong. Black, you're depressed, kicked in the back. Drowning out your stomach growl. Snap from the memory. Look up at your life. I'm coming back, and it's gonna be a good night. You've got to muster the energy to stand upright. Stand strong. This fight is your life. You better get it right. Success is in sight. Open your mind tonight. You can do more than you can even imagine with all the power that's living within you. Get a hold of yourself. Forget the past. Stand up and say, stand strong. Steady yourself. Stand strong. Stand strong. Set to your positive mindset and stand strong. Black, you're on the floor, the fight of your life. No one hears because they are screaming just as loud. From the memory, look up at your life. I'm coming back. It's gonna be a good night.
Stand strong.
Stand strong. This fight is tight. You better get it right.
Stand strong.
Success is in sight. Open your mind tonight. You can do more than you can even imagine with all the power that's living within you. Get a hold of yourself. Forget the past. Stand up and say, stand strong.
Stand strong.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what it takes. We have to stand strong. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. If anyone has a question, comment, or would like to participate in tonight's discussion, if you're already on the phone, dial 1. If you are in the chat room, post your questions and comments now, and you will get acknowledged, okay? Okay, gentlemen, let us move on. The influence that the media has on the mindsets of people. Robert, I'll ask you first. What is your take on this? In general, are we exposed to positive or negative?
Well, media as a whole is pretty much negative. So I was a gang liaison in Raleigh, and it's, you know, I know we'll probably talk at some point about a future project that we're gonna, that me and Dell are both working on. But it is so influential that when people look for answers, they have a tendency of going to the media, and the media is not God-driven. It is something that the devil uses. It's something that the enemy uses to lie to us, to bring us false hope, to give us, you know, wherever the enemy wants to redirect our mind or redirect our emotions, that's where the media likes to take it. And if you look at, you know, as a gang liaison, if you look at the way gangs even happened in the country, it all started, of course, in L.A., and actually gangs, believe it or not, started for a good reason. They actually started to actually help protect their communities from outside people coming in and doing evil to them.
Sure.
But when the drugs and everything, and we won't get into that, hit, it got into the media. Now, when the media got a hold of it and these rap artists and the movies started coming out, you started seeing people across the country starting to replicate some of these things that they heard in music and on television because they thought that that was what was correct. It was something that was just constantly being sown into their minds and into their hearts. And the more that we continue to see negative to us, to ourselves, you know, the more that we start to see it and believe it and hear it, the more likely we're to act upon these evil things and think that's the right way to go when it's not. And that's why I think Christians need to be greater in the media, have to be here stronger. And with media, it is one of the best types of ministries out there because it is a ministry for a lifetime. When we are all long and gone, when we're no longer here, adrenaline's still going to be here, and it's still going to be ministering to the hearts of people. You know, it's something that's going to outlive every single one of us. It's so powerful. I mean, Jesus did it. If you look at Jesus, Jesus told stories. And I honestly believe if Jesus was alive today, he would have some way of being in the form of some sort of media somehow, because he knows how effective it really is, because Jesus told stories, and those stories, these parables, is what brought people together to want to hear him talk.
Amen. Absolutely. Same question for you, Brother Dale. In general, are we exposed to positivity or negativity?
You know, definitely positive from what we're doing, but negative from a lot of what we're seeing today. You know, it's amazing how at the end of the night we'll go and we'll lock our doors to keep anything that we think is going to harm our family out, but we'll leave the TV on in the living room and allow things that are going to be worse for our children, and that's for allowing that to penetrate their minds. One of the things that happened, and I'll just share this story real quick, is that 10 years ago when I was watching the Super Bowl, they had the infamous wardrobe malfunction in the middle of the Super Bowl. And at that point in time, I said, how dare they bring that into my living room while I'm here with my family? What is MTV doing to me and my family? And I was sharing this story with somebody the next day, and he looked me right in the eyes. He said, so what are you going to do about it? And right then I said, you know what? I am going to do something about it. I'm going to give children a choice of better music to listen to, better movies to watch. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make a difference. And it may be just what I'm doing that may make a difference to one child or one family or one father or one parent, but I'm going to try to do all I can to give them a better choice, better things to watch, better things to listen to, and better media. And I think that every parent should jump on board and help do that to make sure that their family is being protected from the inside with the television and the computer today.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Brother Dale, without giving away the movie, of course, can you go and can you brief us as to a little about what the movie Adrenaline is about?
Absolutely. You know, it's about a young man who doesn't have a father figure in his life. His father had passed away when he was 12, and so he's out illegally street racing, doing some gambling, betting on the races that he participates in. And one night when he's out racing, he's involved in a near-fatal accident, which leaves him semi-paralyzed from the waist down. Then an old friend of his father, played by John Snyder, gets him racing again, but this time doing it legally using hand controls. And so he becomes one of the first paraplegic race car drivers. But the story really unfolds when they find out, or he finds out, what's really driving him and what the adrenaline that he's seeking and his struggles of getting back into a car. So there's a hospital roommate that's played by Gregory Allen Williams, and one of the lines in the movie is that you've only got one more chance to get this right. You know, God spared your life so that you can find out what your real purpose is, and that's where the story really unfolds.
Wow. A perfect example of what I know. I know one thing. There is hope in Jesus. There is peace in Jesus. And this Christian movie and masterpiece, Adrenaline, that you guys have created is a true indicator that the earth is still the Lord's. And he always keeps a remnant. Glory be to God. Always.
Amen.
So now, gentlemen, I understand that Brazil has your movie. Brother Robert, will you take this one? How did that come to be, and what are they doing with your masterpiece, Adrenaline? Hello, Brother Robert. Brother Daly's still there?
I am definitely still here. Yes,
gotcha.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have just signed an agreement with, it's called Graça Films. And Graça
mm-hmm.
in Portuguese means grace. They are one of the largest distributors in Brazil, and they have picked up the distribution rights to be able to show the movie Adrenaline all over Brazil.
Wow.
The owner of the company itself is a televangelist in Brazil. He's one of the largest, and they said, we want to use this to be able to bring families together, to bring fathers back into the household, and we want to use this as a missionary tool. So that will be shown DVD, and it may even have some theatrical releases in Brazil probably sometime late this year. And that's just this being put together right now. And a lot of people don't know this in the United States, but racing is second only to soccer in Brazil. The Brazilian
really?
People love cars. They love racing. And they're big racing fans. It's actually bigger in Brazil than it is in the United States. And, of course, you know, 94% of the population are Christians. So it's a big Christian company, a big racing country. And so it really made a lot of sense for us to take this movie down there.
Awesome. We have another caller. Caller with the numbers ending in 1545, you are now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
Hi, just enjoying what I'm hearing. The question that I have is, these two men of God, they're doing Christian movies per se. Our nation is going to a place where it's actually trying to take the God factor out, if you will, and we know that Jesus is alive and well within us. How are you all prepared, or are you preparing for this shift where they're really trying to get God out of everything in this country? How would you continue to make your movies, or what would you do? Because we still need God more than ever now, but are you prepared for this moment where they're trying to take the God factor out of our country with your movie?
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to start here. It's everything starts in the home. You know, we as men of God have to start in our own homes, first of all, and bring our children up, let them know the truth. God has entrusted us with the children that he's given us to teach the truth. So So I'm going to start right here in my home, and I'm going to make sure that the media isn't brainwashing my children, and so that they know, first of all, you know, the truth, yeah, and not let them believe some lies that are out there. And then second of all, we as a country are going to be able to support Christian films and what God is doing through these films with our finances. So I can promise you this, as long as good, clean movies are being made, people are supporting them by buying tickets, buying DVDs, buying the books, and supporting these, that will not go away. It will only go away when people turn their backs and stop supporting that. And so we're going to try to continue to gain the support of all the Christians. We as Christians have got to get together. We have got to continue to support each other, and we have got to stand strong, because we're in the battle, we're in the last days, and we all know that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back, and he's coming back to bring the righteous back to him. So we know that that's what we're called to do, and so each and every day we go out there and we fight the good fight.
That's right.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Amen. Brother Robert, yay, you're back. Talk to us, Brother Robert. When is Adrenaline coming out in the U.S.?
The release date, if I'm not mistaken, right, Del, is September 8th. We're going to have select theaters it's going to be in. And I think Del can explain a little bit more on how Tug works and in the select theaters. I think, you know, he'd be a lot more appropriate to discuss that.
Okay. Brother Del, will you enlighten us, please?
Absolutely. September 8th is our release date here in the United States, and it will be followed around the world in different countries, such as Brazil, which we just talked about, and Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa, so down in the Southern Hemisphere. But September 8th, it will be available in theaters for a one-night showing in specific cities across the United States. And then we're also going to be releasing on DVD at that same time, so people will be able to go in and be able to purchase it in retail outlets as well as Christian bookstores throughout the United States, as well as on our website, www.adrenalinethemovie.com. So it'll all happen on one date and continue throughout the winter.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, Bonafide Talk family, let's support this Christian business and other Christian businesses around the world. We have to. We have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bonafide Talk family, we are towards the end of our show. We want to thank Brother Del Barron and Brother Robert Wagner, the geniuses behind the hottest Christian movie out, Adrenaline. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being featured guests on Bonafide Talk. In closing, Brother Del, what would be your closing statement for tonight?
You know what? If you have a dream, especially if you pray about it and you feel it's in your heart, don't give up. Keep at it. Keep going. Keep working at it. The fight is a true fight that we fight today, but it's certainly worth it. So keep at your dreams and goal, because God is there for each and every one of us, and he'll be there throughout the whole process. So just keep going, and God will be there.
Amen. And Brother Robert, what is your closing comment for tonight's discussion?
I have to say the same thing as Del's. If you've got a dream, if God's put a passion in your heart, whether it is making movies, or if it's starting a ministry, or whatever it is, if it's music, whatever God is put in your heart, this desire that's inside of you that you just got to get out, don't give up. You know, seek knowledge and wisdom. You know, I think a lot of people fail there, is they just run with it, and they don't take the wisdom and knowledge that sometimes the right people God puts in our lives, and just run with it. Don't let anything stop you. Just continue to run with that passion, because there's a reason God put it there. And you're just going to just run with it. Don't ever give up, because even during those hard times, like I talked about before, God is actually strengthening you to strengthen you for this abundant life that he has for you, something great that he has for you. But you have to be strengthened to be able to get there. You know, you can't just go there overnight. So just don't give up. Just keep your eyes on God and keep your knees dirty.
Brilliant, gentlemen. Absolutely brilliant. Gentlemen, we want to thank you again for being our featured guest on Bonafide Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're towards the end of our show. You know the motto, as always.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Bonafide Talk. Bonafide.